is that at any moment you can change, reevaluate your life. If you're sitting there and feeling like you're feeling unfulfilled in something or that you need a change, sit there, evaluate, what can you change, what can you eliminate, what can you do today to start actually building like steps to make sure you can do that. What's up, guys?
That's my line. What's up, crew? Welcome back to another episode of Spill the Tea. Is that enough energy? Kirsty just said more energy. So here we are. More energy. Boom, Kirsty. Here we go. It is. We're in Bali, Lighthouse Studios. How are you, Kirsty? What's going on?
Yeah.
Energy.
Bring in the energy.
Is that enough?
That's enough. Good job, babe.
Can I now sink
in? You can. No.
Bow mode.
No, we're not doing that. So today we're talking about what happens when you get the fuck out of your own way and how quantum shifts and leaping happen super fast once you start to do some actual clearing. So we're going to talk about what this year looks like for us in terms of travel and the things we've got coming up, and how we make decisions quite quickly and decide not to stay stuck in our environment. So let's go back to when we're in Australia.
Let's be honest.
Ooh. Mm. Are you not usually honest?
I'm not transparent.
I hate that.
I'm honest but not transparent.
Yeah, he is. And
do you know what's interesting?
I hate it.
That what the difference between transparency and honesty. Honesty is answering a question honestly. Hey, were you here?
Yes.
Yes, I was.
And that's it.
Did you do this? No, I didn't. But transparent is like, hey, I was here. I did this. I shouldn't have done that. I did this. This was an accident. Blah, blah, blah. Like, transparency is clearing an
entire story.
I
have to draw the fucking information out with Bo, and it's frustrating.
Oh, I talk about irrelevant stuff. Anyway, let's be transparent today. Today we're going to be transparent.
You are. Honest. I'm always.
So when we went back to Australia from Thailand, it was all good and well, you know, being back for a little bit. Then I started to realize.
Let's talk about, before we got back to Australia, so we've been traveling for like 3.5 months by then. So
we're USA, Canada, months, Thailand.
Dubai is where we started. Yeah. And we end up in Thailand. And the reason why we end up in Thailand, we meant to go back to Bali, but Bali was,
flooded,
the weather was
raining,
so bad.
Everyone was sick.
So we decided like, fuck it, let's go to Thailand. Because
we
didn't want to go back.
Know, when it rains
we
didn't want
to go
here,
back to Australia.
All the sewage flooded and there's contamination everywhere. And everyone gets really sick. There's a lot of bugs.
Yeah, more so than what you can do anyway.
Exactly.
So we end up in Thailand and we went to do some exploring and things like that. And we went to Phuket. We liked it, kind of. Everything we always compared to Bali. Mm. And then we went to Chiang Mai is when we started our 21-day challenge. So
awesome,
we started our 21-day challenge. We were doing fasting, we were doing our exercise, breathing, all that kind of stuff. So we're having and it was really awesome. We had about 200 people do the challenge.
And then
we ended up with like 20 people that ended it, you know, like, because 21 days is a long time for most people. So we had spent a lot of money traveling. Too much that I don't want to actually say how much money we spent traveling. So we thought, okay, cool. Let's go back to Australia.
I've got sharing Ubers at the moment.
Yeah. we thought, let's go back to Australia. Let's build our bank account back up. And let's so we've got a really good stockpile of cash sitting there. So we can go to the next level. Now, very interesting what happened. This is why we are massive on your fucking environment matters, guys.
I want to talk on this. So when we stay,
what would you like to say?
When we stay in Australia, we stay with my mum and dad, which they're amazing people.
And we stay there because then Harvey gets to see his.
Yeah, Harvey gets to hang out. All Harvey's toys are
there.
Harvey's got a lot of.
It feels like home for him. That's the closest thing. Well, it's home. For
That's right. It's the closest thing for home, and Harvey loves being there with his grandparents. And you know, we have dinner together every night.
It's nice to feel that family connection.
Yeah, and I really like that. And it's free.
Yeah. And it feels...
It's free accommodation. And my mum has a room for us. Every time we get there, we call it hotel Sue's house.
Sue's
because
house.
She believes
so
a chocolate on the pillow,
yeah.
your towel, your little water, your towel's folded, you've got chargers.
You just feel... It's just home, guys. It's home.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like, you do step on everyone's toes, and my dad is, you know, he comes home stressed out from work, and, you know, my mum's awesome, and, like, you know, it's just, you're just on top of each other, and I guess the creativity kind of goes as and
because you quickly, like, quickly adapt to your environment.
Then what I said to myself was, you kind of feel like this, or you're living at your parents' house in your 30s. Even though I know that's not true. Like, we have six-figure businesses.
But what I don't understand about this is that that's your level of thinking. That's not mine. Like, I'm like, we're at home for a little bit.
And I know, but...
You are a savings, a free, what can I get for free?
That's right.
I don't even think about that.
But in my head, I'm like... It's not failure, but it's like you're living at your parents' house. You don't have a house. Like, when I go back to Australia,
that's how you feel.
That's how I'm feeling in the back of my head.
And why is that? Because you are then comparing yourself to other people.
Well, and there's probably some fear of maybe judgment that comes up of, like, what other people would think if I was staying at my mum and dad's.
And this comes from seeking validation from other people. Exactly. That is where that mindset comes from.
But when I'm on the road and when I'm fucking, I'm on Instagram every second. I'm filming content.
And my tripod set up. And you don't feel like that.
That's right.
That's not how you feel. You know, like, you know, when you're on the road, you feel great. You feel
amazing.
That's
what I mean. Yeah, yeah.
But when and you don't have that whole, like, oh, you know, I just stayed at my mum's house. It's completely gone. But that's your.
Plus, like, you know, the house is. You know, like, there's, you know, we got Harvey. We don't have a fucking babysitter in Australia, so we don't have time to go out and film podcasts and do content.
It's a bit more challenging.
It's a lot more challenging than, you know, the gym has its restrictions and, like, all everything in your life. You know, you got to hire a car and get around in that fucking car. Like, everything's. Yeah. I'm not saying everything's a problem. I'm not being negative, but I'm saying compared to the lifestyle.
And
I understand comparison's a thief of joy because the life we're living in Australia is still a lot better than a lot of other people's lives. I get that, but for me, I feel more creative, more. How did you feel when we stepped into that villa in Bali the other day? We did a full day of content. How did you feel?
And that's interesting. So when we came back to Bali, we stayed at our normal one, Lamava, which was our home. And then all of a sudden,
which was like the ducks' nuts of villas for us.
Yeah, it was a beautiful home.
I think we outgrew it.
Yeah, we outgrew it. And like that, when we first went in there, it was a $1,200 a week home. And so we outgrew that.
Just to let you guys know, this villa was three stories. With a rooftop bar on top of it. It had three bedrooms with three en suites that all had huge baths in them.
Massive rooms,
fully furnished. It was a beautiful home.
But brand new. We're consistently moving in quantum leaps that we outgrow it. So I didn't feel the same way I felt in that.
That's why I'm scared to commit to anything.
That's exactly right. We'll talk about that soon because we definitely have a fear in committing to things now because we're changing so fast. But anyway, I was like, you know, I want another place. Like, and one thing about me, I'm very systematic. I'm very, like, if I go to a cafe...
Bro, honestly, if you lose Kirsty, you just go to wherever you found her sitting in the exact chair, in the exact cafe, in the exact location. That motherfucker, she'll be there.
I do not change. Like, for me, we're going off track a little bit, but I think truly entrepreneurs... We don't want to have decision fatigue. We make so many decisions every single day. What to wear and where to sit and eat and all that kind of stuff is not something that I give a fuck about. So I'm like, I will do anything to minimize as many decisions as I have to. And I will sit there and then to get my work done because when I'm sitting at my laptop, I have 1,000 more decisions to make.
But that's where I'm not good. I'm like, where do I eat? Where do I go? Then I'll start Googling. Then I'll look at reviews.
You've got no problem with time.
Then I'll go somewhere and I'm like, I don't really like this place. I'll look for another place. So I've spent 2 hours now trying to find somewhere to work because it's got to be
perfect. That's where me and Borough can
perfect. And that's where the procrastination comes from. So I think one thing I'm learning, is to venture out a little bit more. And one thing I'm learning from you is to make decisions faster. Yeah. And that's why it's cool that we're the opposite and other things.
We are the opposite, yeah.
Because you're teaching me things and I'm teaching you. Like, you're teaching me to be more serious and systematic in business and I'm teaching you to be more fun in business.
That's exactly right. And so we got into this new place, a new villa. And I opened up the door and I remember your smile. Oh my God.
There was plants all inside.
I was so happy. Like, I was dancing. I was like, oh my God. All I wanted to do was to work in this beautiful environment.
You didn't want to go anywhere else.
I didn't want to go anywhere else. Like, I didn't want to go to a cafe. I was like, you know what? Can you go out? I'm going to work. I felt creativity. Out. Like, I felt creative again and all these things. And, you know, but before we came to Bali, I just want to go back because we keep, like, skipping back and forth. I want to say, when we were in Australia, so we went there to, we're like, okay, cool. Let's build up the bank account. Let's let Harvey, like, see all his friends and his family and do all that kind of stuff. And, you know, our parents were like, you know, we miss Harvey. Like, please come back for a bit, you know, all kind of stuff. We lost thousands of dollars in the business. There was
things. And things just energetically things started
were happening. And we started losing money. We're like, what the fuck is going on? After we lost a massive chunk of money due to some things that happened in the business, which, you know, one day we'll talk about.
Well,
we
always it actually has made us learn to implement some systems now that we'll be teaching other people.
And that's so that why...
We make the mistakes so you don't have to.
Exactly right. And this is why I love, like, you know, what we do, because it wasn't... I wasn't sitting in there in fear, but I was like, we need to fucking move fast. And we were sitting on the bed... And I was like, we need to get out of Australia, like right now. Like, I just felt it energetically. I was not there. You were not there. All we want to do is be back in our homes.
That's right.
And so we sat on the bed before we were going to dinner with my parents and we booked the flights and then we left the next day.
Instantly we felt
so excited. And your parents came out. It was like 5:30 at night and we're like, hey, we're going back to Bali tomorrow. After being there, I think, for maybe 6 weeks or something. Like, what? You don't ever give us time to grieve. Like, you know, and like, that's how we move. So move fast. Now, let me tell you something that happened. We got back into Bali and we were at, we automatically started to feel better. And we were at the hotel reception because we stayed in a hotel for a couple of days until villa became available. And then we got a message. This is how fast things can change. And I got an email from an old client saying, hey, I would like to give you X amount of money for something that was going on. And this happened at the reception. And I said to Bo, I was like, you have got to be fucking me. Like, look at this. We just got this email with the situation that was going on. I showed him and I said, we're not even in our hotel room. And that's how quickly, energetically, things started to change. Now, since we've been here, we've only been here, I think, 3 weeks. Yeah. 3 weeks we've been here so far. Already had our biggest cash month without doing a tour. We've had the biggest cash month we've had because we energetically changed. We were in the gym. We were feeling good. Like when we walked into that new villa.
Let me just talk about this for a second. It's not... And we're spending more money now than we would if we were in Australia because we had free accommodation and we aren't doing as much. We don't have a nanny and all that sort of stuff. Yes, we're hiring cars. Yes, some things are more expensive. Probably balances out here and there. But really, and this is what we're talking about in the last podcast about your brother and other people who try and save all this money and they focus on the money. Because we spent money on flights, because we're spending money on the accommodation and the nannies and having our own time and our space, energetically we're changing. We're projecting more online, and which you've done, and you've gotten like 4 clients in the last week because of the posts you've done.
Because I'm showing up differently.
And then that you've gotten leads, you jumped on a call, and
we also did manifestation. So every week we have our manifestation and strategy session within our community. Now this week every now and then, every few months, we do the $1,000 manifestation challenge. Yeah. Now the idea of this is I get our clients to do this. Everyone in our group will make $1,000, probably minimum. Most of them make thousands of dollars more. Now, the reason for this is that when you focus on shit, you get shit.
That's right.
When you focus on what you actually want and manifesting, and we are putting prompts in place, so these things that they've got to do, there's affirmations, there's removing. We do a lot of anchor removing with money and stuff like that as well. And we shift our focus in. They have to make these beautiful money jars, and they have to make them more pretty and things like that. Things change fast. Then this week alone, we have made our biggest cash week in a very long time because without a tour, with manifestation and energetically changing.
And I just want to talk on that as well before you go further. When I say meditate, like manifestation, you're not meditating on a rock saying, I want to win the lotto, blah, blah, blah. But you're more likely, if you believe in it and you energetically go down to the lotto and you you know, buy 10 tickets with all the money you have and whatever, you're more likely to win that money, right? But the thing is, what I'm really getting at is what I want to get clear about how we do manifestation and how things work is because we put ourselves in an environment that we had more time to work, we felt more creative, we're in a nice villa, we've done heaps of content, we started showing up online differently. That's right. And when we do a tour, the energy changes heaps because we've got hundreds of people in front of us every weekend. They're all tagging, they're all talking, they're all telling their friends to add, they're sharing their experiences, they're taking photos of them of up there. We are taking videos and photos of us touring, so that makes people want to watch. And this is sort of going back to when we're staying at my mum and dad's house. No one wants to watch our story. When you're staying at your mum and dad's on stories, one, you're not posting it as much and it's not as confident and happy and whatever. And for two, no one wants to see that. But when we're traveling,
I think it's a limiting
place. Yeah, I get it. But when we're traveling in Bali on planes with our family and our kids going to new places, exploring, having, doing podcasts, being behind the scenes of podcasts, people are going to more likely watch that. You're going to show up. Your energy changes online. Mm-hmm. And that there, people are like, fuck, they're just doing so amazing. Like, you know, fuck, you guys are in Bali now. You're on the podcast. Like, I watched you this week. You guys have been in. They're in their head. They're waking up and like, I wonder what Bo and Kirsty up to now. Fuck, they're on an island. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're on another flight. Now they're off to Las Vegas, which we're doing next week. And this is bringing me to, can we talk about, I went to spell it out, like Harley's around, D-U-B-A-I.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
or we're gonna wait.
No,
all right, so all of our energies change. We're getting heaps more clients in, and then Kirsty and I went for a wine and a beer and some
and we
food.
Do, and then we do this. This is like our Sunday business chat.
That's right. And we had a Sunday roast. And sat down.
So good, by the way.
The Brick Lane one.
Brick
was amazing.
Lane in Canggu. If you want a Sunday roast, what is today? Today's Friday. I'm going there.
Sunday.
I'm not. I'm doing a fast. Fuck.
But all we did, we sat down and said, how much has our energy changed since we came back to Bali? And this is why we love Bali and love blah, blah, blah. But I was just speaking to another friend of ours who has been in our program before. And she said, hey, I'm like, Bali, I'm not just feeling Bali anymore. And I said, that is literally where we are. So what a lot of people come to me because they're not fucked up. They're not in a bad place, but they feel stuck or lost or they don't know where they're going. They're not resonating with their old friends. You know, they don't know what's next. And I said, this is a great place to be. And me and Kirsty come to these places a lot and then we sit down and have a big chat. Now, the thing is, we're not unhappy in Bali. We don't like it. But we're destined and ambitious for
more.
We look back at our old friends and our old people and you know, things that we used to do and in Australia.
This is not adding the same amount of value.
That's right.
And the thing is with us, and this is where we're really, really good at as a couple, and I feel blessed that I'm in a relationship where we're both always on the same wavelength and we're both always striving for more. But guys,
right.
I want to make this super apparent that you should be consistently reevaluating your life.
I want to constantly look at my memories from every 12 months and cringe and go, holy fuck, how much have I changed? Imagine 5-6 years go by and you look at your stories and it's you driving the same car to the same fucking job, hanging out with the same fucking people,
complaining about the same
smoking
shit.
Cigarettes, drinking out, like whatever the fucking thing is. And don't get me wrong, if you've got awesome friends and family, that's cool too. But so is growth and so is change. And people are so
again,
scared of
change.
Again,
it comes down to your value system and what you're actually striving for.
Well, that's exactly right.
So we're sitting at like
yeah, so we had a chat and I was like, and I was like, all right, well, what's next? And we both said Dubai and we said, all right, well, we laid it all out on the table and we said, all right, what does Dubai look like?
And this happened. Oi, I'm just, wow. Something has just come to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to have a business or even the best product or service. But let's be real. When No Face Jackie 32 jumps on Instagram throwing those nasty comments and you make it mean something about you, it doesn't matter how good your business is, you will crumble. That's why you need us.
Welcome to WeBreathe Success, the ultimate experience for aspiring business owners, entrepreneurs, and coaches who are ready to break through to the next level.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Waddingham.
And I'm Bo Drury.
We're not just any mindset business mentorship. We are the world's best when it comes to mindset, breakthrough, and transformation.
Our approach combines breakthrough breathwork, powerful mindset techniques, manifestation, and strategic business coaching, setting you up for each week for success and action.
If you're truly serious about unlocking explosive growth, you're in the right place.
Success starts with one essential foundation, your mindset. Without it, even the best business strategies will fall apart.
That's why we go deeper than traditional coaching. We offer advanced biohacking and mindset reprogramming.
Your network is your net worth, and now you have access to ours. With all of this, success isn't just a possibility, it's your only option.
We're here to help you break through your old limits, step into extraordinary success, and create unstoppable momentum for growth. We cover it all: mindset, somatic strategy, community, and connection.
So are you ready to be the leader, visionary, and powerhouse that you were meant to be? Click the link below. Let's book a call.
That has just come to me right now. It was actually April last year we wrote Dubai on the piece of paper.
It was, yeah.
We're nearly April again when we said we're going back to Dubai.
That's
wild.
Cool.
So I didn't know that.
And we're in Bali as well.
So before we, like, so we, yeah, we're going to go to Dubai, but let me talk to you about Vegas.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to Vegas next week.
Are we Pretty much, next week? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in Vegas in about 10 days, I think. Now, my mum's having her 60th in Vegas. And we all went for dinner, and we've had a lot of stuff going on in the family and stuff recently. And we left, and I said to my brother, we all need to go to Vegas. We need to fly over. Like, there's no reason for us, none of us, to not go over. We can
all... originally it was New Zealand because your mum went there first.
Yeah, but she was always going to Vegas. And mum gave us the gear to get ready for Vegas. Anyway, what happens is we let life...
We will never give you a year.
We let life get in the way. And I said to my brother, we need to all go to Vegas. We can all afford to go to Vegas. We need to make this happen. So we made a decision. We were going to go surprise mum. Mum was having a bit of a hard time in her life.
Midlife crisis.
A bit of a midlife crisis, finding it hard to turn 60. Yeah. And so my dad was like, could you guys please tell her, like, she really needs to have something to look forward to, because
she was having a mental breakdown.
She feels like her kids, like, don't give a fuck about her, blah, blah. So anyway, I was like, nah, fuck it. Let's all go to Vegas. So we booked the flights. One thing I feel super proud about is that, and super honored that we can just do that now.
Of course.
We don't have to worry about a job. We can make things work in our own company. And also we have the funds and affordability to just make the decision to go, fuck it, we're going to go to Vegas. Mm. And we only made this decision, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago, booked the flights, we're going to Vegas. Then I was like, I don't feel that we want to come back to Bali after Vegas.
That's right.
And that's when we sat down and had a conversation. We're like, well, what's next? Like, what are we really going to be doing? And I said, I really feel like for us, we need to put ourselves in another environment again, and be in some bigger containers and networking opportunities, and that is not going to happen in Bali.
No, it's not going to happen here.
We're like, let's fly in.
Bali was a great stepping stone in learning and growth, though.
That's exactly right. Let's fly in from Vegas, because we're flying in and out of Bali. Now, let me tell you guys something.
Are you going to talk about the life hack? The traveling hack?
Yes. Everyone, here's the life hack, the traveling hack.
Can I say it?
No, because I found it. I found it.
You didn't find it.
I did so.
I was talking to someone who flew in out of UK first class.
You did not. That was me, you liar.
I'm not lying.
That was not you.
I was there.
I was told that by Clear. That is what happened. Don't try and take my stuff. All right, so what actually happened was, here's the life hack. Guys, flights are a lot of the time... Europe, America, Dubai, all that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, all the time is a lot cheaper out of Bali.
Mm.
So if you're in Perth or whatever, fly to Bali, which may cost you $150, $200.
Less. Sometimes you get $99, $100 flights, and it's a 3-4 hour flight.
That's it. And then get your flight from Bali
to
out of the world. Okay, so like literally it was $3,000 cheaper.
$3,000
cheaper. To fly
cheaper.
Out of Bali. Than it was to fly out of Perth. So we're flying into Bali, then we're flying to Vegas. So I said, look, when I come back, I said, how about you go back and get the kids, because they're going
to
be in Australia.
Sends me to get the kids by myself.
Harvey and Noah. I was like, they're your kids. And he's like, they're yours too. Like,
so basically, you know? I'm coming to Bali.
So we're flying
after
into Bali.
Perth by myself.
Yeah, we're flying to Bali. Then I'm going to stay in Bali. I'll work. And Bo will fly to Perth, pick up the kids. They'll fly back into Bali. And then the next day, we'll fly back to Dubai. And then we'll go to Dubai for a month, and then we'll fly back into Bali, because we have our Bali retreat for our WeBre Success community.
Right.
And then after that, we are going to go back to America. And these are all decisions that we made just like that.
Over a Sunday roast.
Over a Sunday roast with a glass of red wine. And this is where I feel, again, I'm very blessed that I'm in a relationship where we're both on the same wavelength, because I think some of the hardest things in life is being held back by your family, by your partner, by your circumstances. Again, you can change the circumstances. And I'm not saying it's easy to change the circumstances, but you can change them, correct?
Of course you can.
You know, and this is how quickly we make decisions. And let's talk about, you know, how you just said, like, we find it hard to commit.
Yeah, so, you know, when things come up, it's icky now when it's like, oh, do you want to do this for a month or 2 months? Like, the worst thing that I can possibly think about, and I know the last episode was all about the job mindset and the working for the man mindset. But for me, like, I couldn't think of anything worse right now than committing to, like, a 4 or 5 year degree or an apprenticeship or something like that. And I'm not saying, like, it's crazy because, like, when you grow up, like, you left school and the dream was, like, to get the apprenticeship, to go to college, to go to university. Like
you were someone if you went to university.
Yeah, like it's like what they want you to do. And now that's kind of changing as well now, you know, because a lot of these young rich people are school dropouts and shit like that. And there's, you know, and I get it. It's cool to be educated and whatever, but like it's just a piece of paper, a lot of money and a lot of time.
On what you need.
That's right. You know, even like when I did breathwork, I was doing breathwork uncertified and a lot of people wanted to jump up and down about that. But I truly believe that I'm better than most breathworkers out there with a fucking 100 pieces of paper. So,
100%.
But also you go out
fuck
to
your piece of paper.
Yeah. You go out to Peru and you make you mean something about you.
Yeah.
You
know, stop as well. Shit, man.
Like, you go out to Peru and you do fucking, an ayahuasca journey and meditation with an old monk or,
he ain't
elder.
Got a certification.
They
guys.
Ain't got a fucking piece of paper. Right. They've been handed down techniques and procedures for hundreds of years from
life experience,
their elders and
know,
stuff like that.
Kind of
like
stuff,
shut
yeah.
the fuck up. Yeah, but you know what I mean, and then you got to go to, I'm going on a bit of a rant, but you got to go to fucking 5 years to be able to sit in a room with someone and do talk therapy, which absolutely does not work. Like, it's fucking
there's
crazy.
there's definitely a place for talk therapy, but talk therapy will only get you so far.
That's exactly what I meant,
you know?
To say.
Yeah.
But I fucking, you know, my experience with talk therapy and other people's and stuff like that.
You didn't
and
have the best experience, so, you know, that's your
Hey, look,
level
I don't bag
experience.
It. If you're reaching out for help, good on you, because you're fucking trying. But, like, you know, you get
but
told.
But also we're conditioned, like you were, like, you know, you speak
I'm fucked
openly
up.
About that.
I'm going to go to therapy.
Yeah, and that's what that was your
but
first
now it's
point.
Cool. Like, back in the day, if you weren't and seen a therapist, it was embarrassing. Now it's like, oh, I've got my therapist appointment.
Yeah,
like,
and I love
I go
it.
To therapy. Like, it's cool to be fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool to have anxiety and depression. It's like,
it's
oh,
cool
yeah, man.
Get healing as well,
I'm on anxiety meds. And that's a bad thing because you sit in it for attention. And that's, it, I know this may trigger some people, but you utilize your labels to get through life.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got anxiety. You can't treat me
like
that. You can't talk to me like that.
We've had multiple arguments with people that have used their, these things
they say it all
as
day
trophies,
all they do is talk about their fucking
do you want to change it
it's
oh,
kind of
yeah,
like it's rumination if yeah. you literally focus on your problem enough it'll get worse
100%
if you like literally
we change people so quickly by getting them out of their own way and then reinstalling a different belief
bro
or
I
limitation.
Used to Google symptoms and the symptoms got worse I used to write them down I had a document of
he literally
symptoms.
Had notes
and then I'd
and
go to
go
every
to doctor,
single doctor and be like this is what I've got and then,
so you know like this comes from again from experience so let's true. Go back to the commitment. We find it super hard to commit to
yeah,
things.
Yeah, I went on a bit of a rant.
I know.
Yes, we find it hard to commit because we move
change
so fast.
Fast.
Yeah,
and,
we move
and
so
like
fast.
Right now, I can be like, yeah, cool. Like, I'm let's do fucking this. And this is where I think.
Also, that there's a
here we
positive
go. Here's
and a
pros
benefit.
And cons. He
there's
loves
a pros
stuff.
And cons to that though, because one, you either don't stay focused on something enough for it to grow and work, but also two, when something's not working, you're very quick to fucking shut it all down, dissect it, and go into another direction by pivoting and shifting.
And this is one thing for entrepreneurs, like you know, we have like in our community. You know, we've had a few people say to us lately, like, you know, oh, you know, I feel like I've got this and this, and then I want to go do this, and I'm like, first of all, I just want to say. Congratulations, because you're an entrepreneur, okay? Now, with entrepreneurs, we also need to be grounded. We also need to be pulled back in because I have a million new business ideas every single week. And Bori's like, okay, no, let's just stay focused on this, grow this. And I need that because I am consistently thinking about new businesses, more solutions to people's problems, all that kind of stuff. My brain does not switch off.
Bro, you ring me and you're like, I'm going to open up a hairdresser's in New York. I'm like, the fuck are you talking about, man?
Yeah, and then don't worry, it's not just any hair place. It's like the place
for... Oh, it's
for,
got all these...
It's got all these cool things. Don't tell people my ideas. Anyway, I've got all these ideas, okay? And this is where you need to sort of pull yourself back. But we find it hard to commit. Like, I don't know if I could ever buy a house to ever live in because I don't know. Like, last year, Bali was it, man. Like, I'm like, I'm never leaving Bali. And then we went to Dubai and I'm like, I don't know. Mm. Then we went to Canada. I fell in love with Whistler. You know, yes. I was, you know, I used to snowboard and I was the skier. I loved it. I fell in love with the snow again. Yeah, I was cadet, like, let's
rock
move.
Climber, apparently. And I'd love to see it. I've never heard of this New Zealand life that Kirsty used to live. She reckons she was a pro. So
yeah, well, guess what? Snowboard. All of my old people that used to, like, they call me Wad. Like, when I go back to New Zealand, KW. Everyone calls me Wad. And it's really funny. Like, yeah, it's just like a part of my old identity, right? And I was out of control. I was the drinker. I was the party animal. I had the house. Like, everybody, like, I was just like, I was cool. I was fun. I was a different identity.
Do you know why you slept well last night? Because you had two Smirnoffs.
That's not why.
That's exactly why. She had a good sleep last night. Kirsty woke up refreshed. It's because she had a couple of beers yesterday.
And I had some donuts. And a cookie.
Did you really?
I had a couple of cookies, yeah. I got Chunky Monkey, whatever it is.
I've seen that. Felt good. But back to the commitment thing, it is good to know when you are, you know, when you've got the skills to literally tear down something and that people don't want to. All right, let me start. Let me say this clearly. It's okay to work really fucking hard at something and for it to not turn out how you wanted it, but then just to smash it all down, dissect it, rebuild it back up.
Learn the lessons, because build the foundation stronger.
How many times in our life have we gone, all right, tear Believe Label down, completely delete the website, fucking change the bio, change everything, change all our online stuff, and rebuild it for what the people need and the direction we're going in, whether it's messaging changing, whether it's logos, we've changed colors.
We're also changing our businesses based on our new upgrade.
Because, like, if I was still doing what I was doing, I would be still working with anxiety, depression, and suicide and stuff, which is I've grown so much that it's not my thing anymore. I don't want to go into the trauma. We want
to build better leaders for them to be able to have.
But I do have that skill when someone is in We Breathe Success and they are feeling symptoms of some bad mental health, I can go, all right, I can get them out of that. And that's the difference when you come to me for business coaching, is that when you're fucked up, stress, and you've got life shit going on, I've got the tools and strategies and knowledge and guidance to get you through some of those hardest times so you can work back on your business.
100%. And that's why we always get told, like, it's amazing having coaches like you because you are seeing things on so many different levels.
That's right.
Whether it be strategic, business,
exactly. You know, because if a mindset, if you've got a business coach you're paying fucking $10,000 a week for, and they're just
shit, right?
Well, he's a really good coach. And they're literally pumping you with more strategy and more strategy and more strategy. And you're going through a breakup, or you're fucking having family dramas, or like your anxiety's that bad that you can barely get out of bed.
You can't show up in your business when you're like that.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, like, what the fuck is more strategy going to do?
That's it.
It's going to run you into a hole, into the ground. So, yeah.
And that's why it's,
it's important to work on your fucking mindset. That's why we're the only fucking business modeled that works on the mindset first, you first, business second.
And we reverse engineer your life. So when you come and work with us, we go, hey, cool, where do you want to be in the next 12 months? We go through all of that. Like, if money wasn't an issue, environment, all that kind of stuff, let's actually start talking about what you would actually like. They start visualizing it and seeing it. Then we write that all down. Then we reverse engineer their business to support the lifestyle and the emotional, the emotions that they want to have and their feelings and their thinking and the way they actually want to act and show up, then we build a business to support that. That's so right. The biggest thing I want you guys to take away from today's podcast is this, is that at any moment you can change, reevaluate your life. If you're sitting there and feeling like you're feeling unfulfilled in something or that you need a change, sit there, evaluate, what can you change? What can you eliminate? What can you do today to start actually building like steps to make sure you can do that? I feel very blessed for the life that we have now, but please understand that this came from breaking through the bullshit ceilings and blocks and stuff that we initially did have, that now we can just jump on a plane and we can go to any other place. Mm. We have built that lifestyle. You can too. That is not just we're lucky. We absolutely aren't. We have all the same challenges and situations that you guys have had. We've been through it all the mental struggles, the family, the environment, all that kind of stuff. We chose to have a different life. You can too. My biggest takeaway from today is that something doesn't feel good, change it. and constantly reevaluate. And it's okay to not be okay, but then you need to look within and go, okay, cool. What needs to change?
Mm-hmm.
Because you make a decision right there whether you want to keep the fucking living that same version of you or you want to change the next version of you. So we are Dubai, Las Vegas, a lot of time in America this year, lots of cool things coming up in the pipeline.
Jump on our socials. On our personal socials, we share a lot of our traveling and journeys and the videos.
And we show all the shit, guys. We show
and
all the
shit that comes with it.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
right.
it's really interesting and yeah, I love it.
Awesome. All right.
All righty, guys. Thank you so much for being in tune to another episode of Spill the Tea with Bo and Kirsty. The value you guys got out of today, please go ahead and share and tag us. We'd love to hear about it.
Change your life.
Hear about what is hitting you and what you're going to be implementing after listening to this. And like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one. Big love.
Big love.
Let's go.